Hello.
Hello.
Hi. My name is George. I am calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertisement agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Excuse me?
No, the answer is no to all the questions.
Okay. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in a nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th?
Right.
Excuse me?
Yeah, go ahead. Continue.
Here's the choices. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. Excuse me?
Definitely going to vote.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
And what is your main racial background?
Cuban. So whatever they want to put me in, I guess they call it Hispanic. I'm Cuban. I'm not Hispanic, but I'm Cuban.
And what is your age?
Hang on, 68.
And with the following, I would like to ask you, generally speaking,
sure.
Would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
I think they're pretty average. I can't say they're 100% in the right direction, but they're pretty average. It's okay.
Okay.
I'm happy with it.
Yeah. From the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Right direction or wrong track?
Right direction.
Thank you. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Here's the first one. Quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resilience, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, corruption in local government, traffic and congestion, housing and property insurance cost.
There's too many of them. I would have to say the last few that you mentioned. Can you repeat those?
Yes, traffic and congestion.
Okay.
Housing and property insurance cost.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one right there.
Okay.
Now,
let me ask you, although it is a nonpartisan election, if the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate?
Yeah.
Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate or definitely vote for the Republican candidate?
Cannot vote for Democrat. I have to vote Republican.
Definitely or probably?
No, definitely.
Okay. Now, I am going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so. Here's the first one. Raquel Regalado. Very favorable, somewhat. Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
A favorable or unfavorable?
The same person?
Yes, Raquel Regalado.
Oh, I thought it was, somewhat. I mean, it's in the middle. I mean, it's not favorable, not unfavorable. It's just, I have really no opinion, I guess, on her.
Okay. What about Cindy Lerner?
I would have to say the same thing. Same as Raquel Regalado.
Okay. What about Richard Pransnick?
Same thing.
And You will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Here's the first one. Daniela, Levine Cava, Manny Cid, or Alexander Otaola?
The first one.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Cava?
Probably.
Now, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Pransnick?
Regalado.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
Definitely.
Thank you for your patience. Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in a county government?
Good question. I would say, I would hope part of the solution. Her background leads me to want to vote for her, and I hope she comes through.
Okay. And on a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levine Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks, and infrastructure environment and environmental resilience projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of the proposal or no against this proposal?
No, I would no. They have enough money. They collect enough. They have a lot of taxes. They just have to reapportion everything and do it the right way.
Definitely no or probably no?
Definitely no. No more money. They've had enough money. They wasted. So no way.
Now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission. And if each would make no difference, just say so. Here's the first one. Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supporters increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has... Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say I agree.
Okay. Let me just finish the statement.
Sure,
the problem
sure.
is Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election. Much more likely, somewhat less or much less likely?
No, much more likely. No question. Yeah.
Okay. Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County school board member for two terms. Now, as the only former school board member of every serve on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. Much more? Somewhat?
Oh, yeah, no question. Much more. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live and long-time residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough.
I would say yes to that, but it's a tough call. It's not easy to do. This place is hot, and prices will go up. You know, it's just the way it is. It's not her fault.
From the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Much more likely to vote for her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely? When it comes to this statement?
Much more likely.
Okay. The other one says, as the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade County a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decay safety program with police and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum.
Mm-hmm. And?
Much more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for her?
Much more likely.
Okay.
No question.
And thank you for your patience. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our communities.
Mm-hmm.
Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners and enact protection for renters and increase the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rule on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable.
Yep, I agree with that.
Much more likely, somewhat more likely to vote for. Okay.
Much more likely.
Raquel Regalado believes the key to success, a community, is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvement around schools, liners, parks for the underlined and reshare option. Much more likely, somewhat?
Much more likely.
Okay, and as for your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricane and increased flooding threats.
Much more likely, no question.
Currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same.
I'm not sure about that one. I don't know. I don't have the details on that. I know there are a bunch of corrupt politicians, but I don't know about her and her people. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. And as a elected official, Raquel Regalado focused on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. Does this make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, or much less likely to vote for her?
For sure. That needs to be done, no question.
And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now, I'm just going to read you a series of some statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, just let me know if you would be more likely to vote for her, somewhat more likely, much less likely, or much less likely to vote for her. Here's the first statement. As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Would you be much more or much less likely to vote for her?
First, I would say, obviously, I would say much less, but the way that the question is phrased, it's a negative against her. But anybody who would do that, what she's been, accused of, what you just told me in the statement, I cannot vote for someone like that. They're not thinking of the working class, they're not thinking about the families in Dade County or in this area that need to, they make ends meet, and the things in here are going crazy. It's too much, so no, I would not vote for her for that.
The other one says, Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring a large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gratifying parts of the urban core, including Winwood as a mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to enact land west of U.S. 1 in incorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget as spending, which was strongly voted down and citizens as a land grabbed for big developers.
Yeah.
Does this make you much more likely or much less likely to vote for her?
Much less likely, but again, I want to say, I want to be fair, the way that you phrase the question or that you present it is negative towards her, but the facts are facts. And I could never vote for someone who would do stuff like that. You don't. In other words, you don't have to. I'm not saying you personally. I'm saying you don't have to try to influence the outcome by the question. In other words, the facts speak for themselves. There's no way that I would vote for someone like that. There's a lot of that going on in this country right now. It's a shame, and we need to stop it if we can. I mean, all we can do is vote and try. You know.
The following says Cindy Lerner is running for a county commission to fight for honest, ethical, local government to take meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. Much more likely to vote for her or much less likely to vote for her?
That sounds good. That part sounds good. But can I ask you a question? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Is she a Democrat?
Miss Lerner?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Here's the thing. I cannot vote for a Democrat. Okay? The reason being, they could be very nice people, and I understand that. There are people come in all flavors. But the Democratic Party, to me, okay, goes against everything I believe in. Okay? Morals, standards, you name it, they go for that. And I can't, even if they're nice people, if they're Democrats, I can't vote for them. And I know that I'm going to get attacked for voting strict party line. I will vote for a Democrat if they would not toe the party line, okay? And they are leftists. I'm a Cuban. I know what it's like. I've been there, done that. My family has suffered under communism. And I know that's it's a 1950s topic. But I cannot, in good faith, if I tried to vote for a Democrat, if I tried to vote D on a ballot, my hand could not do it. Okay, I think I would have a cardiac arrest. There's no way that I could ever vote for a Democrat because of the way they think. Okay, they are the party of the hippies, you name it. Everything that's left wing, this is what they like. Fantástico, great, knock yourself out. I can't do that. And luckily, I still live in a country where I can express my views and vote my way, okay, the way that I think is right. They think they're right. Fantastic. Go vote. If you win, like you did with this idiot Biden, fantastic. Great. You want to get this guy in the White House? Fantastic. I'm not saying, for example, that I love Trump. No. Trump has a big mouth. If you keep his mouth shut, then things will be a lot better. I look for facts and results. And I saw what we did in 4 years while Trump was president. And I see what's been happening since this idiot has been in the White House, okay? And I hate to say idiot, like the slander. I won't go there. Fine, I retract the idiot. This guy is not qualified. He's never been qualified, okay? And so I will always vote a Republican, again, making sure that that Republican stands up for the things that I believe in, okay? But normally, the Republicans do, normally. Okay, there's a bunch of shysters out there, I know, but I'd rather take my chances with them than with leftist Democrats. Listen, this has been too long. I'm done. I'm getting upset. I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, this is the last of it. I'll read a lot faster
ahead
for you because I really don't want your opinions to go to waste. With the last one, what do you want me to mark down for you? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
All right.
Which one?
Oh, for who? I'm sorry because I talked
for,
so much.
For Cindy Lerner? Remember
no,
the
no,
last.
No, not likely. No, much
okay.
Not whatever. What was the last one you said?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Not going to happen.
Okay.
Happen.
This other one here says, okay, and I'll read this a lot faster for you. This one here
go,
says
go.
Cindy Lerner is running for a county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community.
Right.
The corruption,
self-deadline,
influence, petting. Much more or much less likely to vote for her?
I am so sorry. Please repeat that. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. City Learning is running for the county commissioner because, like, she reads the newspaper and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing,
right.
And influence, pettying.
Yes.
Which would be much more or much less likely to vote for her.
Much less because she's still a Democrat and I don't believe her.
While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner is her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property value of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. Much more or much less likely to vote for her.
Again, I hate to do this to you, but you're giving me that information. I have no proof of that information, but it doesn't surprise me, being Democrats, that they would do stuff like that, and I would see much less likely.
As a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abused towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, crushing at, and insulting residents. Lerner has been citizened by the media, who says she does not have the temperament to hold elected office.
Right. Yeah, and I agree. And the thing is that it's our fault as citizens that we keep voting people like that in. Or whatever. So I would never vote for her. No, it's not going to happen.
Now, okay, now thinking into account everything they just heard of the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote for? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Prancic?
Give me the names again, please. Oh, I'm sorry.
Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, and Richard Prancic.
No, I'll probably end up voting for Regalado.
Definitely or probably?
Most probably. No, definitely. It's not going to happen. I can't vote for it. Yeah, definitely.
And prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or did you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
No, just on news and social media.
Okay. And the following are a list of websites, online newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content but not regularly, or do not follow the content at all. K Biscayne Independent, follow regularly, or do not follow?
Do not follow.
Okay, local newspapers like the Miami Herald and El Nuevo Herald.
Yes.
Regularly or not regularly?
Not regularly.
Miami's community news?
No.
AM talk or new radio?
Which radio?
AM talk or new radio?
Oh, AM, yes. Yeah, for sure.
Regularly or
yes,
follow
regularly.
Not regularly?
No,
okay.
AM is regularly.
Only in Dade?
Yes, correct.
Regularly or follow not regularly?
Regularly.
FM radio?
Not really, no.
Local political blogs?
No.
And I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample.
Sure.
If you were able yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I would say 2 years at the university level. I just never graduated.
And what is your national ancestry?
Originally Cuban.
And in your home, do you always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English, or speak Spanish?
Mostly English.
Mostly English,
yeah,
okay.
Hardly, basically English. We don't speak Spanish unless I talk to my mother. She doesn't live with me, so.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you for your patience and your participation. You have yourself a great evening.
You
thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All righty. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.